How do you go through life without a birth certificate? Many Texans are finding out. Not filing for one after birth is illegal, but it's nearly impossible to hold people accountable because there's no penalty. Fox 7's Elizabeth Saab is joining us live from the Capitol with that story. Elizabeth.
Mike, imagine not being able to get a driver's license or book a flight because you can't prove your own identity. Well, it's happening to one Central Texas teenager, and she's taking her fight all the way here to the Capitol.
I was born at home, and I was homeschooled my whole life. I've never been to a hospital.
See this teenager? Clearly, she's a real person, but without a birth certificate, she can't prove it.
It's made a huge impact on me, and it's, you know, handicapped me from really getting anywhere as an adult.
When Faith Pennington decided to venture out on her own, she couldn't do the things that would seem normal to most people.
That prevents me from getting a social security number, from getting a job, a driver's license, getting on a plane.
The 19-year-old who was born in Harris County tried getting a delayed birth certificate, but needed some important documents that she didn't have.
It has taken hours and hours, thousands of hours of work trying to get documentation that is just not in existence.
One of the problems is that even some people who have gotten this delayed birth certificate can't get a social security number or a passport because the government won't accept the proof behind the order from a court.
I was born at home, and my parents neglected to file a birth certificate or birth record of any kind.
Her video campaign, Help Me Prove It, has drawn international attention, and legislators in Texas are also taking notice.
Marsha Forney is so amazing. She is amazing. And without her help, we would not be any place today.
A bill sponsored by Georgetown State Rep. Marsha Forney aims to make the process easier for people like Pennington, while also holding accountable those who don't file birth certificates.
The midwife should have been penalized. She takes an oath, and part of her duties are to file the birth record, and she did not do it on these children.
I think the bill's a little misguided. I think it provides some pretty draconian penalties for a process that's already there.
There are six other children in Faith Pennington's family that don't have birth certificates, but their story isn't unique. A 2014 study found there are hundreds of other Texas cases just like theirs.
She can't even get married. She can do nothing.
But with Faith Pennington's courage, their steps to adulthood might be a little easier in the years to come.
I just want to help prevent this happening to other people.
And that bill was left pending in committee. They say they have a couple of changes that they want to make to it. Now, as far as Faith Pennington's case in the courts, they do have a couple of hurdles they have to overcome so that she can finally, once and for all, get that birth certificate. Mike?
Well, we wish her the best. All right, Elizabeth, thank you for that.